Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Judea and Samaria in the land of Israel. A Jewish rabbi has called for the Jewish settlers to take up arms against Jewish soldiers. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Rabbi Dov Walpoe, chairman of the organization SOS Israel, has called for Jewish settlers to react in kind when under attack by the Israeli Defense Forces, saying when Jewish soldiers come to destroy their homes and shoot rubber bullets, the settlers need to return fire with rubber bullets against the Israeli soldiers. The rabbi said that he believes Israel is headed towards a civil war, especially in light of the new Israeli government policy of using weapons and munitions that kill in the conflict of Jews against Jews. Walpoe is the rabbi who a year ago called for a second Jewish state because the government of the one Jewish state today, Israel, seems to ignore the rights of the religious Jews living in a land that they say God has given them. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
The call by a rabbi to have Jews take up arms against other Jews and at the same time say that Israel is on the verge of a civil war, Jew against Jew, is a page out of Bible prophecy. If you have a moment, think about this with me. You might consider this story as the evidence that Israeli Jews are divided today. They may well go into a civil war, Jew against Jew, in a very near future tomorrow. The call by Rabbi Dov Walpoe for the Jewish settlers to take up arms against Jewish soldiers seems to be a very radical statement. However, when you understand Rabbi Walpoe's position, that God gave the Jewish people this land in question that they are fighting for, you realize that the rabbi is on more solid ground for his call to arms for the Jewish settlers. God's word does back the rabbi in the book of Ezekiel chapter 34, where God tells the prophet 18 times that he, the Lord, will find the Jewish people wherever they have been scattered over the last 2,000 years, and bring them back into their promised land. Ezekiel 37, verses 15 to 23, reveals a prophetic scenario that does actually call for a second Jewish state, which will be titled Judah. Rabbi Walpoe has already called for the Jewish people to be in place in Israel and ready to establish a second Jewish state that is, as I mentioned, called for in Bible prophecy. There will be a second Jewish state in Israel soon after the rapture, before Jesus Christ comes back to the earth. Rabbi Walpoe's actions are indeed setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...